Today is July 13th, and the story is dedicated to the people. It's in solidarity to the people of Lebanon now facing attack. It's called Lebanon. Ali at the wheel and I, riding shot, crashed into a car under an overpass outside of Lebanon, New Hampshire. We're going around 30 miles an hour, and it was the other guy's fault. We were in a rental car, though, and the chemical explosion in the airbag and the bumper falling off rendered it undrivable. State trooper called the car rental franchise at the airport. Closed at 5. It was 5:28. We waited an hour for our taxi to arrive, and it took us to a motel in what the husband and wife taxi team in the front seat called West Leb. I called my dad, who had no idea I had left my house in Montreal, and told him, "Dad, I'm in Lebanon." My father spent time in Beirut before the war, and had told me, "It was the Paris of the Middle East. Don't know if it's like that now, though," a couple of times. "Lovely," he said. "How are you enjoying it?" "It's nice," I said, before explaining. The next day, Ali and I woke early, getting to the Lebanon Municipal Airport terminal as it opened up for the day. Ali talked with the clerk manning the rental desk, who was a new hire and an imbecile, and needed to call his manager in. As we waited, Ali collated copies of the new issue of her zine. The airport was devoid of all travelers, only service industry workers gossiping over coffee on a Saturday morning. The security detail arrived. 2 U.S. Army troops in green camo, head to toe, holding shiny black machine guns. They walked around, waiting. Everyone just fucking waiting these last few years, talking to each other. Both gun. They were huge, black, shiny things like bad science fiction. Toting soldiers were younger than me, and the one I saw up close looked as if he'd never dragged a razor across his face. After all these years of listening to the rhetoric claiming some subversive nature of zines, North American samizdat, and the rebellion of it all, I felt completely denuded. Here were the zines folding, and there were the guns walking. Something had changed. It was 8:05, and I hadn't even had a fucking drink of coffee. What a hell of a way to wake up.